the Depression days was bad and they didn't have any money. And they gave us certificates and it took 25% of the little cheap certificates that we got to cash it. Wouldn't anybody cash it unless you gave them 25% of it to take it. Well, we didn't have any trouble with food because my husband raised great big hogs and he had the Durocs and the Poland China hogs. And I had hundreds of chickens, plenty of eggs, great big hen house and all kind of roosters. And then I had, I'd order, hatch my own chickens. And sometimes order some hybrid chickens, which is a mixture with a Cornish and a White Rock. And he would plant a red potatoes, the red potato, and hill them up in the garden, and over the potatoes, he would put hay. And then he would pile about that much dirt, about a foot of dirt over, and let the rain fall through the thing all went along. And then you'd go dig out, and they didn't sprout like they do in the hive, with those little old sprouts coming out. And you'd go out there all went along, dig your little hole out, and cover it back up, and get you out all potatoes you wanted. Now the white potato, he didn't put in the hill. He kept them in sacks in a little outhouse and sold them off. And of course they are better baking potatoes, and he would put them in a little house outside. And then we had collards in the garden, and he would turn them down. He didn't pull them up by root, but he would turn them this way, and this part of the root would still be in the ground, and piled some dirt over them and they'd turn white. And then we'd have collards all during the winter.
How about sweet potatoes?
Well, the sweet potatoes had to be in a dry house. And then you would put them, most people had them, had the house fixed where they could heat it with the lanterns. They didn't have any gas heat or electric heat, anything like we do now, but they had the potato house and they had to fix so they could put the potatoes up, and they'd have some kind of maybe kerosene stove out there, something like that, maybe. Like the smoke for hams. We would put the hams in the smokehouse, and after they cured in the sugar and meat and salt cure, you'd pack them down in a box with salt over them. You'd mix some salt and saltpeter and sugar and put on. And after they went through the period of curing, you'd hang them up, and then you had a little thing, and the floor was wood, but you had something you built up and had dirt in it, and you put hickory sticks and smoked it with hickory smoke and let the smoke go up and smoke them, you know, all through the smokehouse. You'd see the smoke coming out the corners and everywhere, and smoke your hands. And then you would wrap them. If you didn't wrap them very well, there's a tiny little fly that would make skippers. Tiny little fly that would make skippers. You ever hear of skippers?
I'm not sure that I have. Is that,
They look like little needles, little point, about that long. And that little old tiny fly could get through the least bit of a hole that you left and would lay its eggs, and then skippers would get in those hands. And if you'd have to cut and cut and cut and waste a lot of it to get that out. Maggots are laid by big fly.
See, these are smaller than a maggot, are they?
The skipper fly is a tiny little fly. And the maggot's fly is a big old blowfly.